It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
And Debula's Seafood Shed.
Oh, yeah. Place to go get some good food, for sure.
Woo! It's that time of the year.
It is.
Man, that's some just good seafood eating time now, so, you know. Especially get out there on that back porch and get you one of them adult beverages, you know, to go along with it.
Well, you know, of course, that being said, when is it not good seafood?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever found a time that it wasn't right.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you. You know, it's always good food down there, always fresh. So,
hey, you know what I like over there that's not even seafood?
Mm-hmm.
Fried green tomatoes.
Well, yeah.
And they've got that crab sauce and all that you can put on that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Hey, when I walk in the door, they guys say, get the fried green tomatoes going here, Tom.
That's right. Yeah,
I can make a meal out of them.
Hide the fried green tomatoes, here comes Tom.
Yeah, yeah. And then, then get you about half a dozen oysters fried up lightly, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then put them on a bowl of the damn greens that they've got over there. They mix, what is it, turnip greens and collard greens.
Yeah, yeah.
Together. And then cook them, I don't know how many hours, with a ham hock. And I'm going,
Yeah,
you know, I lost all that weight when I was in the hospital. I got it all back now.
Yeah.
I got to chase it off again. I just hope I don't want to get sick doing it.
Yeah, just don't want to have to do it the same way.
No, don't want to do it the same way, you know.
I tell you, the green stuff is kind of like gumbo. It's always better the next day or day after.
Ooh, yeah. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Don't you know, man?
It gets better.
Get those greens out and then warm them up the next day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, man?
You
get you some of that. You know what goes good with all of that I just talked about now?
What that?
That deep fried cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
You make the cornbread and then you put it in a grease and refry it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deep fried then.
Yep.
Hot.
Yep.
I'll see y'all later. I'm gone.
Yeah, we're in the South. We'll fry anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it ain't fried, it ain't food.
Right. Yeah.
The guy was telling me, what night of the ball game, about how to cook a alligator meat, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's talking about put it in this and put it in that and put it in this and put it in that, you know? And, you know, mm-hmm. He was talking about the different greases and the different flours and then put it in how to cook it. On there and all, and then you put this kind of sauce on it, and you put that kind of sauce on it. I said, I just couldn't get me a damn hamburger and get it over with.
That sounded like too much work.
I know. You know, no, I don't want, I'm not going to go set up the whole table just to fry up a piece of alligator table.
Right. Oh, I know it. But, you know, did anybody watch the game?
Game? I had three heart attacks and four strokes.
I'm telling you. And my brother said, they had it the whole time. I said, yeah, what game was you watching?
Yeah.
It was all part of the plan.
What game was you watching,
boo? I don't know if that was the best plan to be having right there, but, they pulled it out, did a good job. But
This is our Christmas time. I don't expect many people are going to call in tonight about car problems and all. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Blues Tavern on Government Street?
I have.
Have you ever been there?
Years ago. Been a while.
Well, that place, that joint is jumping.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have, on Monday nights, they got an open mic night. And that's been going on for 16 years, and it's still running.
Yeah.
Now, very few taverns have live music 7 days a week. And it's also with no cover charge.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, they recently started having some music on Friday afternoons from 4 to 6:30. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Christmas night will be Just Us Band. I don't know who that is, Just Us Band.
Right.
But then on New Year's Eve party, no cover charge, and it'll be Crossroad Band with free food.
Mm-hmm.
With champagne at 12 o'clock.
Yep. Yep.
Y'all know where to go now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The Blues Tavern. Man.
Yep. I'll Looks like you. We got a caller online. All right. So caller, are you with us?
I just called to say Merry Christmas, and I don't know who's giving away free food, but we won't be doing that at Ed.
Oh, well, no. I mean, coleslaw. I didn't say nothing about no damn free food. I was just talking about how damn good it is, baby.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Matter of fact, what time y'all close? I think I got time to get there.
Yeah, he done talked himself into
hurry,
into
man.
Being
you
hungry.
Better hup too.
I know it, man. I was talking about getting me some of those oysters on some turnip greens and then get some deep fried cornbread.
I'll leave you some out in the parking lot, Tom.
Woo! Well, all right, we'll
leave the light on for
let
you.
Let the dog lay on it or something to keep it warm.
Absolutely.
Put it out there by the alligator so nobody will steal it.
Well, I just wanted to touch base and say, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And you know, as rough as the year's been, y'all have made it a little bit better for a lot of us.
Well, we've enjoyed doing business with you, big guy. You have awesome facilities, about more than one facilities in the Mobile area. You got some outstanding people, and I just really enjoy working with your management team.
Yeah, the crew is it. We just wrapped up our last final Christmas party. We usually have a big bash every year with everybody, and this year with our little, you know, safety and COVID protocols, we had little individual parties and no plus ones.
Right.
Nick and I made the rounds yesterday and played Santa, and tonight was Panini Pete's one. We actually went to the bowling alley. And
oh, my goodness.
I got schooled in bowling. I realize I'm not good at that.
They taught you a real lesson.
I almost broke 100.
Almost.
Together.
Well, what you do is you sit down on the floor, you stretch your legs out, and you put the ball between your legs, and you just push it forward.
I don't know what it is, but those balls were, man, I was chucking it down there, and that bowling ball was ricocheting and not knocking anything down.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, it does that after it jumps in and out of the gutter twice.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
They were trick pins. Yeah. They were nailed to the floor or something.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Over at Panini Pete's in Fairhope, haven't you developed a pasta deal or something? What aren't you putting in something extra over there or what?
You know, it's still in the
works. Or did the COVID mess you up?
Unfortunately, we haven't, you know, cracked the case on that yet. You know, we're extending the hours and adding a dinner menu over there, but due to COVID, with COVID, you know, with the restrictions and with the difficulties with staffing, we decided to postpone it. Now, we already have the space acquired, and we are, you know, seating some folks in there. We got some extra seating right next door. We got a little extra spot. So we'll have a great fresh pasta menu. You know, we're going to be making homemade pasta and some small delicious pizzas and meatballs and things like that, something that would work good with Panini Pizza. So it's kind of an extension of the brand. So look for that in 2021, we will be opening evenings in the French Quarter.
Say what?
Yeah, man. You can come in there with a little Chianti, a little pasta fazzola. Forget about it.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Yeah, man. You're not going to open up for then? I'm ready to go right now.
Yep.
I'll have to give you some SpaghettiOs if you come right
now. Yeah, I'll get SpaghettiOs now. All right. Hey, I've eaten those before.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
you jarheads. Well, you'll gobble them up like nobody's business.
Oh, hell, that's better than sea rations, baby.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Well, we really enjoyed working
Thanks,
with you guys. All right. And looking forward. We'll see you over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Panini Pete himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the man has stepped up to the plate tonight.
Yep. Yeah, I appreciate him calling in and wishing us Merry Christmas and, you know, Happy New Year since we won't be here next week.
But, ain't that the truth?
You know, it's that time of year. I hope everybody's done their Christmas shopping. You know, I actually started buying yesterday.
You started yours?
I'm kind of ahead of schedule for most Christmases.
You know, I love Christmas when Santa don't leave no bills.
Right.
If Santa don't leave no bills and no big receipts, I'm all right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Broke down on the side of the road, damn brakes locked up in the rain. Smoke's pouring out.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. I know everybody's got to be ready for their Christmas travel.
Yes.
You know, we've actually slowed down just a little bit today. Last week was absolutely insane. But, you know, all these people that aren't supposed to be traveling, they were in getting their oil changed and car worked on for some reason. I'm not sure.
If they haven't got it done and they're listening tonight, you might have a few openings this week before the actual holidays?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that we're dead.
But I know. I was out there this afternoon.
Yeah, it's got down to a reasonable level at this point almost, you know.
But, okay.
You know, it's like I say, last week was absolutely crazy. But, yeah, that's what we're there for. You know, we're used to it. But, you know, it's obviously people are traveling because they were getting cars ready and all that and getting ready to go out of town. Obviously, they're either have left or are leaving shortly. So we'll have the last minute. You know, I'm going out of town here in about an hour. I need my car rebuilt.
Yeah, rebuild my car, man. Yeah. I need a major tune-up, change the tires, you know.
Right.
Oil change, grease job, whatever, you know.
Yeah, so, you know. Those people
make sure my serious program is working too.
right. Yeah, might get a little disappointed there, but that's okay. You know, but you know, just want to have everybody be careful on the roads. You know, liable to have some wintry mix if you're going north or you know, just wet roads down here. So I've got my son and daughter-in-law and grandbaby driving in from Texas this for Christmas. So,
wow.
Yeah, if you're heading that way, you know, please be careful around my family. There, right? So,
be careful around your grandbaby and your son and daughter-in-law.
It's kind of like my wife said. She's gonna kill me if I get COVID here between now and Christmas, where she can't see that grandbaby.
So, oh yeah. Yeah, they might put you a bunk out in the damn race shop.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's probably where I'll end up anyway.
You'll have to go out there and quarantine for a week.
Yeah. I do at least like to come in the house to sleep. You know.
Oh, you'd like to eat at the table?
I ain't worried about all that. I can eat out there in the shop, but yeah,
you've done that before.
I've done that before. So yeah, but luckily we're kind of slowing down in the shop this time of year. Race car's pushed off into a corner, and it's going to sit there for a month or two. And
I bet you're making mental notes, though.
Well, we're talking all the time about what we're planning on doing, and you know, get ready for next year. And you know, our driver's like, we'll just put a cover over it, and we'll wash it next year and go racing.
Change air in the tires. You
know, it's like, you know better than that.
You're not going
to
do that.
That's not going to happen. So. Yeah, you know, we got a few things we want to do to it and make it look a little better, and always trying to make improvements for sure.
There you go.
We do have a caller online, so caller. But we lost him. We lost you. If you get a chance, call back, and we'll see what we can do for you. But you know, it's the car's pretty straight. It still looks pretty good, but you know, want to change up paint scheme a little bit and do some new body panels and, you know, a few performance improvements and get our other motor built.
You just won the damn Snowball Derby, and now you're going to try to make it go faster?
Well, everybody else is trying to make theirs go faster, so we got to stay out front.
No, you're not going to become complacent then.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You're not going to sit on your laurels.
Exactly. But we do have a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah, so first of all, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Kevin, I got a question for you.
Okay.
On a 2017 granny magnet, when it sets up, the thing misfires. Could I have an injector leaking? A popping noise. It's only when you first crank it up after it's been setting up for like a week or two. Get in it, drive it every day. Does it do it?
Hmm.
Only when it sets up.
And what kind of car is it?
The Corvette.
It's possible, you know. There's, that has the direct injected setup on the injectors on that one, and we have had some cold start injector problems with them. Right. Not drastically, but, you know, we have had some issues there. You know, usually it will set a cold miss, a cold start miss code. I can't remember the number off the top of my head right this second.
It has not set any codes.
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely I have more than one car,
mm-hmm.
and every time it sets up,
yeah,
it pops when you first crank it up.
Well, isn't that, once, y'all clarify something, isn't the popping deal like that normal in a misfiring injector?
You know, it's possible. But also, when you say pop, what is it, popping through the intake or the exhaust? Or
exhaust. It just feels like and sounds like there's extra fuel in there, and it's just, and it clears it out. But it's kind of a loud noise, and it only does it when you first crank it up.
Yeah.
And it's been setting up.
Yeah, but once it's run for 10, 15 seconds, it's cleared up and good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, if you drive it the next day, set up overnight, it won't do it.
Yeah. Huh.
But if it sets up for like a week or two,
right,
every time, it'll pop.
Hmm.
And I was just curious. I mean, it's still under warranty. Is that something y'all can check per cylinder and see, find out which one it is, or what does that take?
Well, and what we can do is do a they have a AFIT tester, which is an active fuel tester. And,
right.
You know, it will let us pinpoint which injector is not doing what it's supposed to. Normally, I'd like to have it overnight and do it cold, you know, because that's when we have more trouble with them than any other time, is when they're on a cold start.
Right.
So, you know, gotcha. That's something we can do and see if it is an injector. You know, and if nothing else, you know, it's you may need to leave it with us and let us experience what's going on. You know, let it sit a few days and then crank it up. And
like bring it in on a Friday and let it sit up Saturday, Sunday, and take it out Monday or something like that.
Yeah, if it would do that by sitting up those three days or whatever,
right.
Then that may not be a bad way to do it.
Right. It'd be a good time over the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah. Another quick question, if you don't mind me asking, if you can respond to it. What's your thoughts on the C8 now? And have you had to work on one yet?
You know, some little piddly stuff, nothing to speak of. You know, it's a neat car. I've driven a couple of them at short distances. I probably hadn't put more than, you know, probably the furthest I drove one was about 10 miles. But it's really a neat car. You know, I've heard that they're having, the only real problem I know that they're having with them is the valve springs, and we're having some issues with valve spring on some of our newer, the 5.3s and more so the 6.2s. But that usually happens like in the first couple hundred miles
now,
if it's going to happen.
That mid-engine, is that more of the do-it-yourself or could kind of work on a little bit, or is this strictly going to be more of taking it back into the dealership?
Well, you know, it depends on the do-it-yourselfer, you know.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. But I just wonder with that motor there, how much that changed the Corvettes.
Well, you know, it's a whole different car. Yeah, they're if you're going to do any kind of engine work, that the motor transmission all is going to come out of the bottom, and then you're going to work on it, you know.
Wow.
The car is set up to do that, so it's not a, I mean, it's always major, you know, major operation when you do something like that, but
right.
You know, the car is set up for the whole, you know, engine, you know, combination to come out of it
Did they have to build a special cradle for that like we did, or are we seeing in the Beamers and stuff like that?
You know, our engine cradle we've had now for a while works fine.
It'll work on it too? Okay.
Yeah, so that's not a real problem. But, of course, there's a bunch of special tools for that car.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the same. Now, you know, I can't attest to what the new motor is going to be because you know, I hear rumors it's going to be somewhere around 4.5 liters and probably a twin turbo setup.
Woo.
You know,
Lord.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be a multicam motor.
Where are they going to put the wings?
I don't know. It's already.
Where are they going to put the runway?
Yeah.
The running lights and, you know, and the wings and then the parachutes for the rear.
I mean, this thing's already close to a 200 mile per hour car, and it's got basically the base motor in it. It's the 430 or 50 horsepower. I can't remember exactly what it is, but
motor in it, but it's so aerodynamic that it's a 200-mile-an-hour car the way it sits.
Yeah,
I can't imagine when you put a 700-and-something horsepower motor in it.
We have some awesome interstates now, but the other people like the damn things, too, so they won't leave it so I can just get on it and run, you know, like a couple of 100 miles an hour from Mobile to Birmingham or whatever. Those little... You know, the little termite cars that, you know, they come up on you so fast, like gnats or something, get in my way.
Well, if they're going to start doing turbos, that tail end is going to get you on the end, on the top end.
No doubt.
Well, guys, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Appreciate the show. And you guys have a better 2021.
Yeah, I hope everybody does.
Bless you, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you, man. Y'all have a blessed one as well.
Yep. All we can do is hope for this year to get done with and next year to be better.
Well, I'm ready to bury this damn year.
Yeah, I'm over this one already.
I got a hole dug in the backyard for that. I'm going to put that sucker in it. Put big rocks on it.
Yeah.
I don't want it coming back out.
You know, and that being said, you know, at UJ, we've actually done pretty well. I hate to... And knock on wood here, you know, we haven't had a big breakout of COVID. You know, there's been, you know, a couple instances, but nothing drastic. You know, we're talking about a place that has close to 70 employees, and
we've got
customers coming in and out every day.
Well, here you go again. I had it, and I got through it, so I feel like I'm blessed. So.
Yep, absolutely. It sounds like it's time for us to take a break, and we'll let you hear from our sponsors. We'll be back.
After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. Give us a call if you have any questions, 343-0106, or you can send us a text at that same number, 343-0106. Anyway, but, you know, we've been working hard on our inventory at UJ. We've got a bunch of vehicles there now and more rolling in still. One of my pet peeves last week was the every time I turned around, they were stopping us to, get a new piece that just come in off the truck. I mean, hadn't been there 30 minutes. It's already sold, you know, and trying to get it ready and get done. I know I complain about it during the week, but you know I understand that's what we're there for. But I would appreciate a little warning, you know. But that's
baby. Hey, you the man, you the manager, you supposed to just handle it.
Yeah, and that's kind of way it works.
You are the miracle man.
Yeah, if it needs something needs to be done, I don't care if it what it is, it goes through the service department. Yeah.
Well, so you are the service department.
If there's a light bulb out somewhere in the building, guess what?
Might even call you for one down the street in another dealership.
Exactly. You never know. But it's been that way.
Or the tech down there will call you on your cell phone, ask you how to change it.
Yeah. But it's been that way everywhere I've been. So that's, it is what it is. So,
yep. Ain't no thing.
Yep. So. Anyway, but now we've got a pretty good inventory right now. We've got a bunch of trucks in. I tell you, one of my friends bought a one of the new half ton diesel trucks.
Yeah.
With the 3-liter inline.
Okay.
Duramax, and he absolutely loves it. He pulls his bass boat, fishing all over, and he says, first off, you don't even know it's back there. Around town, he's getting better than 20 miles a gallon.
What?
Knowing him, he's wide open most of the time.
Well, yeah.
So.
We don't have no slow-driving friends.
No. And his only complaint is that now he's got to buy another boat because his last truck matched his boat, so now he's got to buy one different color.
That is a hook. Like, that is a hook. All right. Okay. But, okay.
I tell you, the little diesel motor in the half-ton truck has been really impressive.
I'm hearing some real good things about that, man.
Yeah, it's fuel economy, plus, man, they really shine when you hook a trailer to them. You know, because it's got the 10-speed transmission in it. Really, really smooth operation on the transmission. Yeah, they've been – I was just incredibly impressed, you know, the first time I drove one. And kind of hoping I can get in one maybe for a demo here.
There you go. Yeah.
I'd like to spend a little more time behind the wheel of one and see what it's really all about. Yeah. But they're neat. They really are.
I've been reading about them on the internet, man. They talk about the power that it's actually producing from that small of combustion engine to a pressure diesel. It fires by compression rather than an explosion.
But, right.
The torque that they're producing, that's the unbelievable part.
Yeah.
I mean, but torque is where all your power's at.
Well, that's what it's all about is torque.
Right.
You know? And it makes I think it's 400-something foot-pounds of torque.
Well, let me give you an example.
1,200 RPM.
Yeah, you give you an example. You farmers out there know what I'm talking about. You got John Deere tractors and the big old farm hauls and all that stuff out there pulling in the field, and they got 40 horsepower.
Right.
But they're going, pum, 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 pum. You know,
yeah, you can't choke them down.
You cannot, you know, and it's got enough gear to get down in there, and the torque is so strong and so good on it, it just keeps on talking, you know. You don't need 400 horsepower.
No, it's all about the torque and the gearing, and that's where that 10-speed comes in. It keeps that motor in its power band at all times. It's just really impressive what it does. You know, everybody that I've talked to that's had one or has one, they absolutely love them. I haven't heard anything negative about them.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
They're really, really a neat setup. It really is. My brother was talking the other day. He's got a Dodge that's out in Texas, and he bought one of them Dodge Rams and with a V6 diesel in it. And he likes his. I won't hold anything against him.
Well, now, does that have the little Cummins diesel in it or not?
It is a Yeah, it's kind of a variant of the Cummins, but it's a V6 motor.
Where the
normal Cummins is an inline
six. Yeah.
But it's a neat little motor. They've had some issues with bottom end problems and that with those motors early on. I think they may have got them straightened out now. But it's been a pretty impressive setup too. So most everybody's getting a smaller displacement diesel for their half tons. So that's kind of where we're going right now.
That's neat, man. That's awesome, man. You just got it going on.
Yep.
Got it going on. Let me run this one by you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first official White House car? Okay, guru over there behind the board. You know all this stuff. No, it was a 1909 white steamer.
Mm-hmm.
It was ordered by President Taft.
Yeah.
Who opened the first drive-in gas station?
Huh.
Gulf opened it on the first station in Pittsburgh in 1913.
Well, you know, they had cars. They had to have fuel. Yeah.
Well, here you go. You're talking about cars, and then you got to have. Then you got to park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, what city was the first to use parking meters? Oklahoma City. In July the 16th of 1935.
Huh.
A buddy of mine sent me this stuff today, and I'm cracking up over it. Here you go again. If you got a car and you got to have a parking place, you got to have a service station, you got to have a drive-in restaurant.
Right, right.
First drive-in restaurant.
McDonald's?
Nope. Royce Haley's Pig Stand opened in Dallas in 1921. Pig Stand.
Hope that was a barbecue.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. We're going to get Kevin on this one. True or false, the 1953 Corvette came in white, red, and black.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Wrong.
What is it?
It was white with red interior.
That's the only thing that was available.
That was the only way it was available.
Polo white, they called it.
Yep.
All right, here's another good one then.
And it was also not offered with a standard shift either. It was all automatic.
I didn't know that part. What was the first car fitted with an alternator?
Who? I don't know the first one, but it would have been somewhere in the, I'm going to say about 65.
1960 Plymouth Valiant.
Okay.
How about that? Have you ever heard, you talk, we hear about these lifetime warranties and all that?
What was the first car to be offered with a perpetual guarantee? Not a lifetime warranty, perpetual guarantee. It was an Acme touring car in 1904. It cost $1,650, which was a hell of a lot of money then.
Yeah.
Because I think a Ford was $200 or something like that.
Where do you go now to get it warranted?
Well, check this out. This is typical. Uh-huh. Yeah. Where do you get yours warranted at?
Right, right.
The 1904 Acme from Reading, Pennsylvania, had a perpetual. Tuity was disturbing in this case, as Acme closed down in 1911. So that's when your warranty run out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's a good one. What car was the first to have its radio antenna embedded in the windshield?
I'm going to say General Motors on that one. But
yeah, it is General Motors, 1969 Pontiac Grand Prix. How about that? Now, here we go again. We got to have all these things, because of the cars. Where was the world's first three-color traffic light installed? Would you believe Detroit, Michigan, Car City?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in 19.
I was going to say,
What year? 1930. How about 1919?
Yeah, I was going to say it was back there. Yeah. I had that as a trivia question years ago.
Oh, yeah. Two years later, they experimented with synchronized lights. How about that? Now,
when the traffic cameras come in?
First week after them. When they tore the stands down at the red light where everybody came to watch the red light change colors.
Right, right.
Then, what type of car had the distinction of being General Motors' 100 millionth car built in the U.S.?
Wow.
100
millionth.
Yeah, 100 millionth car. I've never even thought that kind of numbers, before, even for cars being built.
Oh. I would like to say that they probably would have given it to their premium burnt line car, which is the Cadillac, but it was close. Yeah.
66 Olds Tornado.
Yep.
Tornado.
That was actually
rolled out of Lansing, Michigan with that honor.
Yep, and that car was way ahead of its time when it rolled out.
Oh, yes. Well, it was front-wheel drive, too, wasn't it?
Yep. What a lot of people don't know, when Cadillac wanted to come out with something and put it on their cars, they didn't want to have an untested piece.
Right.
So Oldsmobile usually got the features before Cadillac did.
Yeah.
That was kind of their test platform. Yeah.
Well, all these things relate to cars. When was the first drive-in movie theater opened, and when?
Let's see, it was about 9 months before a baby boom. So, Lord,
you're on there. I got something about that one. Camden, New Jersey in 1933.
Okay.
But, hey, you're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
When the A models come out, they had them out for like 4 or 5 years. So the dealers started complaining back to Henry Ford that they had to do something about the cars because everybody was complaining that it was people that was buying and driving those cars were having too many babies. And he said, so what the deal was? They made the back seat smaller. they thinned the back seat down so it didn't turn into a bed.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. What autos were the first to use a standardized production key start system? This is unbelievable. But you're close. It was a 49 Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Key start system.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you had to turn the key on, hit a starter button, or you had to push a button on the floor to activate the starter.
Well, GM was that way for a long time. Even the 48, 49, 50 trucks, they were, you turn the key on, you push the starter button on the floor.
Yeah, push the starter button on the floor, yeah. All right, check this one. When do you think the first car came out to place the horn button in the center of the steering wheel?
It's way on back there because Chevrolet had it in 29. I know that.
1915 Scripps Booth Model C.
Really?
The car also was the first with electric door latches.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. How about that now? Electric door latches, that really.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't bother. I didn't worry about the horn button.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And here's one that will, us being racers and being involved in drag strips and all that kind of stuff over the years. What U.S. production car has the quickest 0 to 60 miles per hour time?
The quickest U.S. production car? I don't know.
A 62 Chevrolet Impala SS 409.
Really?
Did it in 4.0 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fast.
Oh, yeah.
Electric cars are getting there now, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Seems like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Shaking off the miles and trying to make it home. Heavy exit is a season.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Remco along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But, you know, I just got a message here from one of our friends that says the new 2020 Stingray is 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Woohoo! So, yeah.
Yeah, not but a bad.
Undoubtedly, that was a record up until
this year.
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago. Yeah.
You know, but don't know when that one was.
Well, I would think these darn new four-wheel drive electric cars are going to be, they're going to be screamers too, man. Unbelievable screamers.
They do. It's, there's a lot of takeoff power torque. They have to limit the torque that they can put to the car because of trying to save drivetrain components.
Well, that was, because what I was going to say is you spin the center out of the wheel.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you just got to be careful with how much you try and put to the ground with
it. You better not have any real sticky tires on it.
Exactly.
Fix them where they'll spin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we do have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey.
Hey, Gunny.
How's it going, Mr. Tom?
I recognize that voice. Let me get this interview here previewed. This is Gunny Rodby Reed, as a retired Marine Gunny Sergeant, and he's also, I guess, you're president of the Leatherneck Motorcycle Club.
Yes, sir.
All right, and he's also a member of the P.O. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League, which I'm the commandant of, and we work together in promoting things for the good of veterans, Marines, helping Marines, et cetera. But one of the other things we really try to do is work with the 3rd Force Marines domiciled out at Fort Whiting, because they're in charge of the Marines Toys for Tots. And it has been Gunny's extreme pleasure in the Marine Corps League's detachments this year to work with them. And Gunny put together a motorcycle ride. Go ahead, Gunny, now, and give us a little insight on what you did there and how it worked out.
All right, yeah. For the last several years now, like Tom said, we partnered up with several different organizations. USS Battleship, Miss Rhonda Davis down there has been really nice to let us use the facilities at the battleship free of charge to stage the motorcycles. Of course, the Marine Corps League Detachment, P.O. Wilson, 3rd Force Reconnaissance Battalion, and then a Leathernecks Motorcycle Club, which I'm a part of, along with the detachment, as Tom said. But what the ride is, it is the first weekend, the first Saturday in November. It's been that since I've been involved with it, without being the coordinator, and then after taking over the coordinator position. But the first Saturday of every November, that's the kickoff ride that kind of kicks off the season for the Toys for Tots drive here in South Alabama, Mobile, Baldwin counties. So the Marines, they're out in full force at the malls, at Walmart, different places collecting toys. But that ride is kind of what kind of kicks it off and gets the word out. And a lot of toys are collected that day, and then of course All the money and proceeds from that ride go straight back to the Toys for Tots. Right. So, and that's what we did today. Tom, myself, and the representative from the Toys for Tots met up at Fort Whiting, and we presented them with the checks from this year's kickoff ride. So
it was neat. One of the things that he hadn't brought into the fact is that he sets this up and works as in charge of the detail, and in turn he gets in touch with a lot of the other motorcycle clubs in the Mobile area, and they have a ride, and this year they had a ride from, as he said, from the battleship, USS Alabama Battleship Park, and they rode, I don't know what you guys call it, I'm not into the motorcycle, but anyway, they went all the way to Post 250, which is down on Hollinger's Island, and then had a big feast down there of eating camaraderie and what have you. But the way that works is they to do that, to make that ride, you have to buy like a membership or a ticket or something, Gunny?
Yeah, so it's a $10 buy-in, and then with that $10, you get a commemorative challenge coin.
Right.
So this year we did the first 150 people who registered got a coin, and then, of course, that $10 that you register with, all those funds, you know, go back. And then we also accept a toy donation.
Right,
so
right.
Pretty much for, you know, a toy and the $10 fee, you're getting a commemorative coin. And then, of course, like I said, that money, all proceeds are going back to them. And definitely, I'm glad you brought that up, Tom. You know, can't do it without the rest of the,
right,
you know, the groups out there, the independent riders that show up and support those, you know, events. And, I mean, our organization, you know, with the Leathernecks Motorcycle Club, I mean, that's what we're there for. You know, our primary mission is to help take care of veteran causes. The last few years, we've donated to the William F. Green Home. It's been difficult this year because of the whole COVID thing to get out there. And with them being, you know, pretty much on lockdown, but as soon as this thing is lifted and we can get back out there, we definitely want to, you know, get back out there to the veterans at the Green Home to let them know that they're not forgotten, and you know, we're still thinking about them and praying for them, and we're ready to get back out there and see those guys again.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know that we've got some patients waiting in nursing homes now, some of our vets. That will be will be going to the Green Home, but they're sitting up there with a 15 or 20 empty beds at the Green Home, and they can't take in another patient because they don't want to infect. They don't have any COVID in the hospital or that nursing home, so they won't take in anybody else that's come out of another nursing home. So we're just kind of in limbo. We're trying to take care of our vets with all this, but. All that being said, we really appreciate that. For best figure that I've been able to come up with, Gunny, is the fact you guys might have had 230 or 240 bikes involved with that.
Yeah, we definitely had over 200. Like I said, we ordered 150 coins. In the past, you know, the year before last, we ordered more coins. I think we ordered close to 300 coins, and we had a bunch left over.
Right.
So this year we went with 150 coins, expecting you know, that we weren't going to have a great turnout because of COVID. All the stuff that was
that
going
didn't work,
on.
Did it?
It actually wound up being one of our better years.
Yeah, bigger and better. Well, looking forward to doing it again. We certainly are appreciative of what you and the Leathernecks did in helping P.L. Wilson, you know, make all of this work. And that's what we're there for, vets helping vets, Marine helping Marines. So, Gunny, we appreciate you and the Leathernecks. Enjoyed being with y'all today, presenting the checks to the Third Force Recon out there, and I know it will help with their buying toys and all next year.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me, and Semper Fi, and God bless y'all.
All right. Same to you, brother. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. All right. But Gunny Reed did a good job for us in doing that and working with him and his group. It's just unbelievable, all the things that they're doing. But, you know, what is your time we got? A minute?
Yeah.
Let me listen by you. Mm-hmm. I was talking to the sergeant today. The COVID deal, normally they get a lot of toys from Walmart. So they'd let them set up at every Walmart store, and they'd have their boxes there. This year, they shut them down.
Yeah.
Now, they don't know why, but they let other people go, the other people go there to collect stuff.
Right.
But they wouldn't let the Marines go there this year. We haven't been able to get an explanation of that. So, in turn, we were short for some of the kids.
Right.
But the Salvation Army and another organization stepped up and donated money. Mm-hmm. And donated gifts so that we were able to go back out and buy the gifts and all the Third Force guys were.
Right.
And we were able to cover everybody that needed to be covered, yeah. You know, that we had yeah. promised to take care yeah. of. But, you know, when you see those guys out there busting their butt, and you know, they're not – it's not really fun. Mm-hmm. Those usually are about 10-hour shift or 12-hour shifts when they have to do that in uniform.
Right.
So if you can help them, you can help Toys for Tots, they're helping kids.
Yep, absolutely. And remember, that's what this season's about.
You know, right. Amen.
To make sure everybody else is taken care of, you know, to give and think about the people that need it worse than we do.
And we bless. We pray that everybody's blessed, nobody gets sick, and everybody mm-hmm. has a glorious and happy, safe Christmas.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year's. And we will be back the Monday after New Year's. So,
all right. Hoorah.
So, y'all hoorah. Have a good one, and we'll be back.
All right. Have a blessed one, guys.